Well, I'm into this summer weather today. It's not too hot. It feels great. Summer's still around, though, so we're talking food today with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can follow her on Instagram at CT Food Girly.
Alex, what are the things that we need to make sure we get in before the end of summer gets here?
I know we have to soak up all these last summer days that we have, so I'm going to start us off with Southington with the Drive-In Theater. Now, this ends September 9th. And they do a show every Saturday. And this Saturday, they're showing Top Gun Maverick. Ooh. Gates open at 6 p.m. The movies always start at dusk. It's so much fun. It's $20 a carload. You could bring your own lawn chairs, blankets, drinks, and food. And I thought that I would give some ideas about nearby great places. There's a Mexican restaurant called La Katrina. So you can get some tasty tacos and margaritas beforehand or after the show. There's Dominic's and Vinny's Pizza if you want to grab a pie and eat that in the back of your truck. Mm-hmm. And there's also Fratelli's Italian restaurant right next door. You can get some garlic bread, pasta dishes, fried meats, take it to go or eat it right there.
In Top Gun Maverick is the perfect drive-in movie because I feel like you'd feel any moment a plane's going to fly over.
Yeah.
There's also Sleeping Giant Park in Hamden. So if you wanted to hike or go on a picnic at Sleeping Giant before the summer's over, there's some great grab-and-go restaurants to make this the perfect day. Now, the park is open year-round, and it is beautiful to visit any time, but there's nothing like sitting on the picnic tables after you've taken that pass to the tower and have seen that 360-degree view up top.
Yeah, I love a good picnic. Yeah.
Me too. And at the picnic, we can have fresh greens and proteins, which is right up the hill. They serve amazing rice bowls, salads, and smoothies. I always get the burrito bowl with steak. Really hits the spot. There's also Wentworth homemade ice cream. Perfect reward for any hike. If you want to eat on top of the tower there, you can go to P&M Fine Foods right down the street from the Sleeping Giant Park, and they have awesome sandwiches that you can fit right into your backpack.
After a hike, I always want some ice cream. Like, I'm always like, I worked for this.
Right. Reward.
There's also the Party Seawall in New Haven. So if you want to do a local picnic, I drive this street every day home. The view is stunning. It's a park on the water. You're overlooking Morris Cove. You can set up your picnic right there and enjoy the day. Lighthouse Point Park is right by as well. Perfect for swimming. There's a carousel there for the kids. And two spots near there, you'll find great food at Delmonico's Italian Market and Deli. Sometimes the line is out of the door, so snag a fresh sandwich on their homemade bread. And there's also Annex Pizza near there, too, if you want to share a pie on your picnic.
Nice. These are some great food spots that's going to get us out the house and really enjoying the rest of the summer weather. I love it.
Yeah, it's like a last hurrah of summer.
Alex, what are some local, like, Connecticut summer foods that we need to try before summer runs out?
I love this topic. So let's start with ice cream for dinner. First, I'm going to start us off in Woodbridge with Michael Creamery of Connecticut. This is one of my favorite new spots. Their business is inspired by the ever-popular microbrewery concept. They offer ice cream from six different local vendors. They have over 70 ice cream flavors from all over CT, so we're really supporting local. They partner up with these awesome ice cream makers, and they have so much when it comes to flavor. There's also Jennifer's Ice Cream right in East Haven. Super big variety of sundaes, milkshakes, flurries. They have awesome ice cream sandwiches, and they offer them to go. Perfect if you're going to your end-of-the-year summer parties or a nice beach day. There's Sweet Claude's in Cheshire. They offer a lot of specialty flavors, maple walnut, Mississippi mud, Nutella crunch, and salty pretzel. We also have Ashley's Ice Cream, which is now in Hamden, Brantford, Guilford, and Madison. They have awesome feature flavors, seasonal flavors for the summer, and liquor ice cream flavors for the adults.
Nice. Spiked ice cream. Let's go.
Another seasonal food that we all love is lobster rolls. So a couple of places where we can still snag a roll is the Lobster Shack in East Haven. Now, they moved. They used to be in Brantford across from Stony Creek Brewery. I was here last week at the Lobster Shack. It was delicious. There's also Lenny's in Brantford. You can get a hot or cold. I always get their cold lobster roll and pair it with my Caesar salad. It just screams summer to me.
Well, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the Guilford Lobster Pound. They do hot lobster rolls and a lobster grilled cheese if you're looking to switch it up. There's also Liz Dockside Grill, which is located in the Clinton Town Marina. So it's an awesome view. And lastly, we have Lobster Landing, also located in Clinton. That's a super famous seafood shack.
Perfect.
Yeah, lobster is such a summer food staple. It's so good.
I know. I love when it's summertime and we can just all get fresh lobster from Connecticut. And I'm going to lastly tell us where we can go in Connecticut to still get some fresh veggies and fruit. For a limited time in the summer, and I believe it ends the first week of September, Frank Pepe's Pizzeria has their fresh tomato pie. It has native tomatoes, moots, basil, garlic, grated pecorino romano, and olive oil. It's light and tangy from those native tomatoes. It's a must-have to end these summer days.
Ooh, now we're talking. I love that pizza.
Another seasonal vegetable is the squash blossom. My Italian family batters these up, throws them right in the hot oil. A lot of restaurants we're going to see have them stuffed with goat cheese or anchovies. They're a true delicacy. They're perfectly edible, but they're very limited on menu. So if you see them now, you must order this appetizer and take my word for it on these stuffed squash blossoms.
I've always wanted to try a squash blossom, like the fried ones.
I've never heard of them. I've never even tried them.
They're like all over my feed on social media, and I'm so happy this is on the list because I'm going to get some.
And lastly, there's a bunch of spots all over Connecticut, like Belltown Hill Orchards, Lyman Orchards, Don Dario Orchards, and they're still offering pick-your-own fruits. Right now, cherries are in season, possibly some blueberries, strawberries, and peaches right now are hot, early August to early September. Before we know it, we're going to be picking apples and pumpkins, so we have to get these days in.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be a great transition, yeah, into the fall. I love it. All right, awesome. This all sounds fantastic. We'll put it up at star999.com, too. Alex, thank you so much. Follow Alex on Instagram, @CTFoodGirly.
Thanks, guys.